This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights inspiring journey of flower farmer Visalupuro from Nagaland who transforms passion into thriving livelihood. Manipur Chief Minister Yum Nam Khem Chan Singh appeals to all sections of society in Manipur not to call bans or blockades to air their grievances. Assam Cabinet takes several decisions including allotment of land for several projects and industrial development. The news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the inspiring journey of Visalupuro from Fake district of Nagaland who has transformed her passion for flowers into thriving livelihood. Speaking in his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday, Modi said, a small hobby can open the door to great possibilities in life and described Visalu's journey as a case in point. The Prime Minister said Ms. Visalu grew up in a farming family and developed a deep love for flowers after watching her parents cultivate crops since childhood. He said that Ms. Visalu has since expanded her efforts and flowers that were once sold only in local markets now reached cities like Delhi and Mumbai. The Prime Minister further said that Visalu's journey demonstrates that when passion is combined with hard work and proper guidance, it can pave the way for new possibilities and create sustainable livelihoods. Manipur Chief Minister Yum Nam Khem Chan Singh yesterday appealed to all sections of society in Manipur not to call bans or blockades to air their grievances as it sometimes led to unwanted violent incidents and urged them to instead adopt other forms of democratic agitation. Before leaving for New Delhi to meet central leaders and discuss various issues of the state, the Chief Minister said the Manipur government and the Union government are committed to fulfill aspirations of the people while mentioning that bans will not serve any purpose but create more hardship to the people. He also said that the main sufferers are daily wage earners and students besides women, vegetable vendors who suffered a lot. The Chief Minister warned that stern action will be taken against agitators who break the law in an attempt to create a chaotic situation. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday chaired a cabinet meeting in Guwahati and several decisions were taken. The cabinet has approved to allot land around 500 bighas at Rakshasena Hills in Gwalpara for power generation, 1,074 bighas in various locations to the Assam Industrial Development Corporation, and another 27 bighas in Themaji for a dairy development project. The cabinet also approved several policy guidelines for the purchase and sale of tea gardens. For infrastructure development of the Guwahati University, 109 crore rupees has been sanctioned, with another 140 crore rupees to be provided subsequently. The cabinet also approved 600 crore rupees for procuring advanced equipment for cancer treatment in Guwahati Medical College and Hospital. The cabinet further approved 2,000 rupees each to be provided to Arunodaya beneficiaries in flood-affected Sivasagar and Chalaidyo districts besides distribution of Masoor Dal at 70 rupees and sugar at 35 rupees to Russian card beneficiaries. More than 94% of enumeration farms have been distributed across Nagaland under the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls. 12,88,134 farms had been distributed out of the total of 13,57,208 electors. Among the districts, Longlang has recorded the highest distribution rate at 99.97%, followed by Wokha at 99.95% and Mokokchung at 99.87%. Mon has the lowest distribution rate at 84.82%. Meanwhile, 491,346 forms or 36.2% have been digitized, while 799 forms have been submitted online by electors. Booth-level officers are conducting house-to-house visits and the distribution and collection of forms will continue till the September 14th. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday informed that the state government has traced 8 Assamese citizens who were stranded in Nepal and arrangements have been made to bring them back. He said that the government is looking for more people who may have been affected by the floods as several people from Assam work in Nepal without registering their details with the government, making it difficult to prepare an accurate list. In Meghalaya, 4 armed miscreants were killed in an exchange of fire with police at Songsak in East Garo Hills district. Superintendent of Police Power Swapnil Vasantrao yesterday said that an encounter took place based on credible information that a group of armed miscreants was moving towards Songsak with an alleged plan to abduct officials of NHIDCL for ransom. Acting on inputs, a joint team led by the anti-terror squad along with East Garo Hills District Police set up a naka along the Dagal Songsak Road when a bolero approaching Songsak was signaled to stop. The occupants opened fire on the police team, to which police retaliated in self-defense. Two factory-made pistols along with live and used rounds of ammunition were recovered from their possession. One pistol bears the marking Beretta. In Arunachal Pradesh, a massive fire broke out at Gandhi Market in Daporijo at around 9 a.m. yesterday, which triggered panic among traders and local residents. Several shops and residential structures were reportedly gutted, causing significant concern among the affected traders and residents. The fire and emergency personnel rushed to the spot and launched efforts to contain the flames and prevent from spreading further to adjoining structures. The cause of the fire was not known yet. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is working continuously to build a self-reliant and developed Tripura with special emphasis on employment generation and women's empowerment. Speaking at an offer letter and sewing machine distribution program at Muktadhara Auditorium in Agartala yesterday, the Chief Minister congratulated the newly recruited employees. Sewing machines and a stipend of 2,000 rupees were distributed to 180 trained women beneficiaries, while offer letters were handed over to 16 recruits for driver posts in the Fire and Emergency Services Department. The Chief Minister also inaugurated virtually the newly constructed fire station at Manubankul in Sabru. Footballer from Mizoram, Lalian Zuala Changte, has been named Indian Footballer of the Year 2026 at the Indian Football Awards. The 29-year-old, who recently moved from Mumbai Football Club to Mohun Bagan, received the award from Indian football legend Bhaichung Bhutia. Organized by the Football Players Association of India, the award is decided through votes from fellow players. Changte had previously won the honour for the 2023-24 season. Chief Minister Lal Duhoma congratulated Changte, and the Mizoram Football Association hailed the achievement as a proud moment inspiring the next generation of Mizo footballers. In Tripura, the Youth Affairs and Sports Department yesterday organised a Fit India Sundays on cycle rally from Ujjayantha Palace premises. Minister Tinku Roy flagged off the rally and highlighted the importance of cycling as it promotes pollution-free environment and helps reduce traffic congestion. He urged the youth to spend at least 1 hour every day on sports and physical exercise to stay fit and healthy. Laksuman Adhikari from Sikkim won a historic bronze medal in the Masters Men 10 Meters Air Pistol Individual category in the 13th Northeast Zone Shooting Championship yesterday, which concluded in Guwahati yesterday. This was the first ever medal won by a shooter representing Sikkim at the Northeast Zonal level. Two shooters from Sikkim, Annu Chetri and Shering Yangden Bhutia, have qualified for the 69th National Shooting Championship 2026 after putting up strong performances in 13th Northeast Zonal Shooting Championship. In total, 11 shooters from Sikkim competed in the championship. Nagaland will host the second Mr. Northeast Bodybuilding and Physique Championship 2026 in Kohima on September 12th. The championship is expected to bring together 60 to 80 athletes from all 8 northeastern states. The championship will feature 9 categories across men's bodybuilding, men's sports physique and women's model physique. Sikkim had hosted the inaugural Mr. Northeast Bodybuilding and Physique Championship in the year 2024. The zonal rounds of the 21st Thadar Thang State Level Football Tournament 2026 officially began in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. 27 teams, including the Arunachal Pradesh Police Sports Control Board, are participating this year and have been divided into 4 groups. 2 teams from each group will advance into the final round, which will be held at UPR. And now, before we end, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights the inspiring journey of flower farmer Vaisali Puro from Nagaland, who transforms passion into thriving livelihood. Manipur Chief Minister Yomnam Khemchan Singh appeals to all sections of society in Manipur not to call bans or blockades to air their grievances. And Assam Cabinet takes several decisions, including allotment of land for several projects and industrial development. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.